The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Welcome to www.mybroadcast.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. My apologies, I'm not in the studio today. I had attended a funeral and it went over a little bit, so I couldn't get to the broadcast today, so I'm doing it by phone. I'm also on my live. We just finished reading Book of Matthew chapter 13, and I'm breaking down the parable of the sower. And what I'm showing you is that when Christ begins to share secrets with the body of Christ, it's only those who got their eyes open, their ears open, their heart open with God, with Jesus, can show you how the kingdom operates. And you're going to only operate to the level of your awareness and the level of your understanding. And you might think that every Christian understands the kingdom, and they don't. Even people call themselves Christian, I'll be kind of scared sometimes because we think because you got a title or because you go to a church building, you understand how the kingdom operates. And the kingdom works by understanding. There are three famous words we say all the time. Walk, as we would say, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And the book of Proverbs, sometimes the way the words are listed makes a very powerful point. He says wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, which is the top thing. Wisdom deals with application. Knowledge deals with acquisition, but really of information. And understanding deals with awareness. It's called the AAA model, what I call the trifactor. And when you got these three words working, you're able to really understand the kingdom, apply the kingdom, and see kingdom results. The problem with the local church is we have a lot of acquisition of information, but we don't understand the kingdom properly, so we can never apply it wisely. And so we're lacking in terms of applying wisdom so we can get kingdom results. See, there's some of you watching me today. Listen to me very carefully. Your child might be sick. Your mother might be sick. Your father might be sick. You might be dealing with a spirit of cancer. If no one shows you how to operate in the kingdom, that spirit of cancer can take you out prematurely. If you don't understand the operation of the body and certain things you have to eat, certain types of rest that you must acquire, you can die a really short circuit life. And so I really believe it's not the devil. It's not God. It's just that the church that I've been around for years lack understanding because we sat under leadership models that didn't model the kingdom. I just finished leaving a homegoing service and Reverend George Riley spoke about we need models. If you have someone that models the kingdom, you can learn from that person and apply it to your life. We need more kingdom leaders. We need more kingdom advancers. We got church folks a dime a dozen. We need someone that knows how to operate in the spirit realm when it's time for a miracle or when your child is suffering from sickness and disease. See, and when you begin to understand the kingdom work, you tap into mysteries. Now, Jesus says to you was given the secrets of the kingdom of God. I'm going to say it again. Listen to me on www.mybroadcast.com and also on my live. If there are secrets in the kingdom, the question is, why is it a secret? I thought God wanted everybody to know. Why is God holding back information? Because God is aware. God doesn't want to share secrets with the chick on the side. He wants to share secrets with his bride. Okay, so if you're closer to Christ, you get to understand Christ. That's why when you stand off afar, you don't understand Christ because Christ shares his secrets with his bride. Because the term wife means the one that's connected to the husband, okay? And from the relationship, children are born. So connectivity, which you might call the koinonia, which means the power of agreement, coming together as one, produces what I call kingdom results. But the problem is, and hear me closer as I say this over and over, we have to work on our understanding. We need someone to equip us and train us how to understand stuff. You know, I realize, you know, my wife has a tremendous gift of taking $5 and going to a thrift store and finding shoes for $500. She has the gift of, you know, you drop her someplace, you can get something set up and straighten up. She reminds me of my mother, Ruby, who did the same thing. They have this innate ability to go in and straighten and organize and take a little bit and bring much out of it. I think that's really the power of awareness, the power of understanding. Some folks get into a store, they get frustrated, not patient enough, they don't see something, they walk out, they don't know how to look over the tag. That's a tremendous gift that opens up there due to the level of understanding. But guess what? That goes with everything. No matter what you get into, to the level of your understanding, you can master that craft. But I'm so frightened by the church activity, because when I read social media and I see certain people on social media, and they're supposed to be believers, and I see the things they post and things they say, I'm saying to myself, who is your pastor? Who is your trainer? Who is your equipper? Hello, Pastor Jesus. Who is the one training you? Because we say things out of ignorance, and then we think we're right. And you start pointing out scriptures and showing them stuff, then they get quiet then, because you're showing them that what you said and what you just posted made no sense. It made no sense. You know, I was sharing something with a minister one time, and this is what she told me. Well, you know, we're living in the last days. So I said, well, what does that mean? She said, as if you get some excuse, or you get some, like, some card that allows you to get, I don't know, bypass, or like you get an excuse to continue to do wrong and live perverted and twisted lives. I have more respect for people that say, you know, McDuff, I know this is wrong, this is sin, I know it's off, it's not pleasing in God's sight, but this is the season I'm in. I know I live with my girlfriend, I know I live with my man, we live in a fornication, it's wrong. One day I want to get it right. I have more respect for that person than someone who stands around and says, well, that's not sin, call it what it is. Because you're never going to be able to come into the understanding of the kingdom until you acknowledge what your wrong is. You know, and that's what makes me laugh about church folk, because they're so churchy. They got all these religious overtones on it. And when you get down to trying to show them how to understand the kingdom, they don't know what you're talking about. You know, so a lot of times Jesus would say, I got mysteries that are not for everyone. It's only for those that have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and a heart that is open to me. So if your eyes are open to me, if your ears are open to me, if your heart is open to me, I'll give you mysteries. Now, let me give you something that may blow your mind, Pastor Jesus and Councilman Ruby Cotton. You know, a lot of us have missed blessings because God will put something in people for you. Because you close your eyes to people, you shut your ears down to people, you know, you close your heart down to people, you can miss your blessing. Do you know that the Ephesians prayer says that there's a power in the inheritance of the saints? And the inheritance means there are things inside of people that belong to you. If you walk past them and you're mean and you're nasty and you're ornery, you can miss the move of God and God trying to bless you. You know, all blessings will come out the sky, come out the spooky clouds, come through people. And because our relationships are so terrible towards one another, you miss what God places in someone for you. My prayer this Friday, Pastor Jesus, our prayer hour, we do prayer 5:30 to 6 a.m. every half an hour for the church members that God called me to pastor and to anyone. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, the pharaohs are coming. He said, the pharaohs are coming. He kind of, God was screaming to me. And pharaohs, you look from the Old Testament, there were good pharaohs and there were bad pharaohs. But one thing I know pharaohs wasn't was broke. I didn't mean a broke pharaoh yet in the Old Testament. All pharaohs had money, had power, had control. And what happened is God would get favor with certain Jewish leaders, and pharaohs would bless them, or pharaohs would try to curse them and hold them back. But when you got someone that operates in the kingdom and are aware of the kingdom, pharaohs could be stripped. Talk to me, Brother Moses and Brother Pharaoh, Brother Aaron. You know, or pharaohs can bless you and call you their spiritual father. That's the pharaoh that was alive in Joseph's time. So the problem is not the pharaoh. The problem is, do you understand the kingdom and the mission of the kingdom? All right? Now, let me share something with you. People will call me and say, McDuffie, I want you to come pray for my loved one, pray for my mother, my aunt, my cousin. And then in my early 20s, I'm like, okay, I'm on my way. I get the car, drive. Now I'm learning more so if you train and equip people how to pray and show them how to command and how to cast out sickness and disease and get rid of devils, it's better to train someone how to catch fish than continue to give them a fish sandwich. Because if I can train you how to catch the fish, then I'm no longer needed. But I realize a lot of pastors I've been around are ego tripping. They like that you call them for prayer. They get a rush out of that. Oh, let her anoint me, because when she anoints me, I fall on the floor. Woo! And we're like that tips on her. Everybody depends on her. But let me tell you something, which is so deep. This very deep here. You know, a lot of us who are ego tripping, that will surely wear you out. Because the problems and the perplexities of this life will demand something from your body that will eventually wear you out. You have to be able to tell someone, listen, I don't need you to come pray for me, but I need you to speak a word. I need you to show me how to do this. Show me how to speak the word. Show me how to command. Somebody's watching me today, and you have a child, and their child is sick. I'm going to train you and equip you right now within 3 minutes what to do. Get up, put your hand on your child's head and body, and start to curse the sickness and curse the disease. Now, if they got a sickness or a disease that is incurable, call it a spirit of cancer, a spirit of this, a spirit of that, and cast the spirit out in Jesus' name. And do it constantly around the clock and watch the child get healed and delivered. That's a quick healing course right there. If there's the spirit of cancer, well, we got this disease we don't really have healing for. We got a treatment for. Whatever the disease is, call it a spirit of this or a spirit of that. Bind that spirit up and cast it out and use your authority, use your confidence, and use your persuasion. And do it until you believe it. This is how you train people how to minister. This is how you train people how to operate in the kingdom of God. If you don't train them how to do that, you'll be dependent upon a preacher. You'll be dependent upon someone. What's the name? Then pray for me. What's the name? They come see me in the hospital. That's why I stopped going to that church, because Bishop Boo Boo didn't come pray for me. I thought, you're your name, Bishop Boo Boo, to come pray for you? Have you been at church more than 3 years? You still depending on Bishop Boo Boo to pray for you? How about Bishop Boo Boo train and equip you how to do it for yourself? And if you're sitting under the ministry, they're not training you and equipping you. You better find another ministry that can train and equip you. I don't mind local church service. You go for the choir. You go for the fellowship. You go for the food. But somewhere online, you got to connect to a ministry that teaches you how to become aware, watch this, of the secrets of the kingdom of God. If you're not aware of the secrets of the kingdom of God, then you just like that crowd that was listening to Jesus Christ teach at the lake. All right, and didn't know what he was talking about. You imagine focus in the crowd. What are you talking about? Fish, what are you talking about? Birds and cheese. I got time for that. Let me go back to farming. They walked away and left him by himself. But the 12 plus the 70, the 82, waited till Jesus was alone, and they began to ask deep questions. See, when you're really hungry for the things of God, it doesn't matter what time it is, how long it takes. You want to discover that gold coin. You want to find that thing called the kingdom. And sometimes you got to change your schedule. Sometimes you got to get up in the morning to get the service at 7:47. Sometimes you got to put more hours in and at your job 9 to 5. Sometimes you don't have the time to give offerings, even though you feel you ought to pay your taxes first. We have a lack of understanding. It's not the devil. It's not God. We lack understanding. We lack awareness. When you become aware of things, life kind of like falls in place, man. And it's less drama. You're not worrying about people. You're not jealous for other people. You can celebrate other people's gifts. You can go to other folks' services and be excited for them. I was so proud of Reverend George Rowley today. I was proud of the Rowley family. I was proud of Pastor Randall Lassner, who empowered Minister Jalen Lai to even run the service. I was proud of the choir that Pastor and Dr. Michelle Williams directed. You can celebrate other people when you understand the kingdom. People always fighting to be seen. You got to have the last word. You got to have the last prophecy. If you don't pray for them, don't get healed. I mean, that's someone who's carnal. It's not about us. It's the empowerment of others. And if you're not aware of that, ministry will kill you. And let me tell you something. There are pastors who are spirit-filled, tongue-talking, cast out devils, and still committing suicide. What's wrong with this picture? Are you aware of a suicide spirit? Are you aware of a tragedy spirit? Keep in mind, it wasn't God killing Job's kids. It was Satan killing Job's kids. But Job was in a dispensation. We was not able to have a full revelation of what was going on spiritually. So his knowledge was tainted. He was limited in the level of his understanding. So in the Old Testament, they blame good and evil on God. But the great thing about the story of Job is that God gives you a revelatory information, the pulling back of the veil, the apocalypse, to pull the curtain back and show you that your nemesis is Satan, Lucifer, the father of evil, the devil. But you're not aware of that. You blame God for stuff. You got the power to shut sickness down, shut disease down. And sometimes you can't wait on people. You can't wait on what's the name the prophet is. You can't wait on TD Jakes. They're not coming. Or wait on Rob Hall. Yeah, can I wait? Yeah, wait on Pastor Mike. I might be praying for five other people. I might be with my wife at a movie. You're going to have to get up and say, wherever the pastor is training and equipping, I got to get there. Because I got to be prepared for the day of evil. And let me tell y'all this, and I want you to hear me close. I hate saying y'all. Let me tell you this. It's a sad indictment against the local church. When God ahead of time tells you, get ready before evil comes. He warns you to say, put on the armor of God. He tells you, attend that man's service. Pay tithes and offers to that woman of God because you're going to need to draw from their teachings. Well, I don't have time to church. They church too long. I wouldn't get no 747. So you say all that until your child gets sick. You say all that until your mother starts to die. You say all that until some emergency. Now you want someone to come running. You got to listen, everybody. You got to get in front of the eight ball and say, I have to know ministry before the day comes. I got some people who I'm disconnected to. Even if they don't attend my local church, I call them my spiritual daughters. And when they're in trouble, they can get on the phone and say, God, you pray with me. I already know they're already trained. They're ready. And all I got to do is light their fire and say, come on. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. And they fall right in alignment. She knows what to do. She knows how to put her hand on her child. And I'm just in agreement that whatever you see me do as your model, you put your hand on your own child and you curse that sickness and you curse that disease and you command the spirit or whatever it is to come out. And you say it the first time, you might not think it's believable. Keep saying it. Do it again. Especially if you're in the room with your child and you're spending nights. Do it every hour and then go to sleep for 15 minutes, come back and get another hour. Be aggressive. And then speak to every part of the child's body and command things to line. Sometimes we're praying what God commands us to command. Prayer is you talking to God and God talking to you. But commanding means you're telling something to happen. Know the difference between commanding and praying. That's what I talk about. Being aware, coming into a level of understanding. Now watch this. While I was at the homegoing service, and you listen to www.mybroadcast.tv, I kind of got 5 minutes on here. I'm going to continue on my live. I attended the homegoing service, and as I'm sitting there recording the service on Facebook Live and recording it on my phone, there were about five different speakers. Now, I know Reverend George was the main speaker, but he had about five people in front of him. They told their own many sermons about the woman of God who graduated into heaven. I think she was about 93, 92 years young. But everything they said reflected her life and how she impacted their lives. So while they was up and speaking, I was aware of something. I said, when George finally gets up to speak, he won't have to speak long because the other four or five, each gave their 20-minute sermons. It was at least an hour of them teaching because no one gave them any limitation. No one said, you got 3 minutes. Or if they did, they violated it. But Reverend George is so smart because he got up and he went no longer than maybe 15 minutes and he broke down the power of the family, the secrets of the family business and the power of empowering others and how you got to show acts of kindness. And when you do good to others, you create relationships. And George hit that thing in about 15 minutes. He was done. I said, man, you powerful, man. He was aware of ministry. There's been some folks, I put my notes together the whole day. I got to get these notes out. I've been doing a 90-minute sermon when four or five folks already gave you 20-minute sermons apiece. But it was one older guy that spoke, and I was impressed with him, Sophie King, because he was the comedian. There was an older guy. He took his time walking, and he was telling jokes. He was so funny, and I don't even think he knew it was funny, and he was laughing. But that laughter created, they call it endorphins, release the endorphins at the brain, and it changed the atmosphere. And the Lord gave me understanding. He said, whenever you're doing sermons to a crowd, read the crowd, read what's going on. hear what comes out before you. Because when you start having acquired interest songs, you got announcements, you got five speakers, and each speaker got 30-minute sermons. When you get up, so I have to speak for an hour. Just hit it and quit it, you know, because the people are already tired. Their bodies are not adjusted. Now, if you come to my church service, my folks are trained to sit longer for a word. At least my older crowd did. I don't know my today church crowd. But I had a crowd that would hear me preach 90 minutes, 60 minutes. But as times change, my crowd drops down. So 40 minutes, 45 minutes. But that's you're coming to be teach and train on Sunday morning. But in a home-going service, a little bit different. You're coming to comfort the family. You're coming to share the word, and you got to keep it moving. But if you lack understanding, if you lack awareness, then we'll do things out of ignorance. I'm going to show you how deep this thing is. When you have a level of understanding, a level of awareness, now, you know, some of you watch me right now, because I'm going to be off of DVD 2 minutes. I'm going to continue on Mike Live. I'm going to show you something about sickness and disease. If you ever notice something that Jesus Christ ministers supernaturally healing, he doesn't get people healed the same way. And sometimes we have the propensity to try to repeat how God healed Brother Bob with the same way he healed Sister Mary. And God doesn't always heal everybody the same way. And what you got to be, you got to be open to the awareness of the kingdom. Because sometimes God will say, don't pray for that person. They're holding grudges. They're hateful. Come and repent of the hateful spirit. He'll say, don't pray for that one because that one got a racist spirit on him. Come and repent for his racism. See, if you're not aware of God's voice, you take over the healing process and you try to carry out yourself. That's not how it works, man. I learned a lot a long time ago, man. Everybody wanted healed in the hospital, God would want them healed. He said, they're ready to go to heaven. I'm calling them home. Prepare their soul. Prepare their way. If you're not aware of that, you would think, well, then God didn't answer my prayer. Yeah, he answered it. He answered at a higher level because God got something in mind greater than what you have in mind. See, this is why I do SITU. This is why I do Mike Live. This is why I do AI-237. This is why I teach and do M-318, My Use of the God Church. Everything I do has a purpose to it because when I realize a lot of our people are lacking in wisdom and they're lacking in understanding. We got a lot of knowledge. We got a lot of, show me the scripture. Show me the scripture. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. I heard someone say the other day, I don't believe that because it's not in the Bible. I said, how can we use that? How can you use that as your foundation? You want Facebook. That's not even in the Bible. That's some dumb stuff. That's not in the Bible. But you want Facebook. Facebook, not in the Bible either. But you use it. So that's something dumb we say. But due to the lack of information and the lack of awareness, we post and say a lot of dumb things. That was 2:55. I got to go off of www.mybroadcastddb.com. We got church service tomorrow at 7:47 at 77 Park Ave. Don't miss it. I got a word tomorrow. I continue to talk about agreement. I'm also trying to train people how to escape the idiot move. Don't miss it tomorrow at the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church Service located at the Matrix of Might Learning Center, 77 Park Ave, Patterson, New Jersey, 07524, down the street from East High School. All right? God bless. Gotta go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershaw and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershaw can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershaw today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.